I will be very brief. My name is Shane Hawkins. I'm the director of the College of Humanities, and it's my privilege to welcome you all here to the college for this evening's lecture. If my math is correct, the Edgar and Dorothy Davidson lecture series began about 33 years ago. This is, I think, the 33rd lecture.
Wow!
There's anything special about number 33, but yeah. As I think most of you know, Edgar Davidson was a student who came to the religion program after a very long, eventful life of his own, and decided he wanted to come back and study religion. He produced a very interesting thesis in 1981, and then a few years later, kindly made some donation to the religion program that we've all benefited in many ways, including the lecture series. So, on behalf of the college, welcome. Angela Shimagi, Professor Shimagi, is going to introduce our speaker this evening. And I'll ask her to say a few things.
Okay. So, good evening, everybody, and thank you for coming out on this rainy November night, possibly to be snowy later on. Anyway, for now, we'll stick with the rain. And it's my very great pleasure to introduce our speaker this evening. Dr. Jeffrey Samuel is currently the Numata Visiting Professor in Buddhist Studies at McGill University. And his academic base is at the University of Cardiff, Wales, where he is Emeritus Professor in the School of History, Archaeology, and Religion. Now, with a background in physics and social anthropology, put those two together, and you can see that his interest in the crossover between science and religion and culture sort of was apparent from the beginning of his academic career. So his PhD out of Cambridge focused on Tibetan society and religion, and since then, Dr. Samuel's research interests have included, but are certainly not limited to, the study of Indo-Tibetan Buddhist culture, the medical, health, and yogic practices of Tibetan, Indian, and other Asian cultures, religion and modernity, and the interface generally between mind, body, and culture. His most recent books include The Origins of Yoga and Tantra, Indic Religions to the 13th Century, and Introducing Tibetan Buddhism. But this does not begin to scratch the surface of his body of work. Dr. Samuel is a prolific writer with numerous sole-authored books to his credit, edited books and journals, translated books, articles, as well as works of collaboration with his wife, Shanti Rosario, who works in the area of Islam and marriage, gender issues, religious identity, and human rights. Professor Samuel is both a very hardworking academic, founder and director of Body, Health, and Religion Research Group, BAHAR, you can look that up, based at the University of Cardiff. And he is also quite a bankable commodity, evident from his numerous funded research projects, among them a project on longevity practices and concepts in Tibet, another on tradition and modernity in a Bompo medical school and hospital in West Tibet, and one of his most recent projects, the creation of a new Bhutanese festival. Finally, after all that, the most important thing that I can say about Jeffrey Samuel comes from my own experience, and that he is quite simply a person you'd like to know. Please welcome Dr. Jeffrey Samuel.
Oh, thank you, Angela. That was a very lovely introduction.